Chapter 14. Elizabeth. It wouldn't have been my first choice to meet with Killer Kitten at an abandoned church at the edge of the city, especially not just as it had started to get dark, but it was one of the only places that I could think of where Optimo would never go. After all, there were no cameras here, and there weren't even any people who might take a candid shot if Optimo happened to pass by. Instead, this church had definitely seen better days. Only half its roof was still on, since the other half had been torn off in a storm at some point in the last few years. Clearly, the congregation had been able to pay for the repairs, so they'd gone to set up shop elsewhere, while their old building just fell into a state of decay. I hesitated on the threshold of the church, since I thought the floorboards might all be rotted through thanks to the open roof and years of water damage. Still, I would rather wait for Killer Kitten inside the church, so just in case she decided to show up with any backup, that would give me an extra few seconds to prepare. Not that I was really worried about any backup she might bring, since I had brought some backup of my own. Eileen was in the van, parked out back of the ruined church, and even though she was eager for the chance to join in a fight, she had promised to stay out of sight unless I called for her over the comms. I was confident that I could handle Killer Kitten on my own, if it came to that, but it was still nice to know that the beautiful android had my back. Since I knew that Killer Kitten almost always came late to any appointment that she had, I had gotten to the church early, so I could completely scope out the place, and so I would have a few minutes on my own before our confrontation. I carefully walked across the damp floorboards of the church and scared a small family of mice when I walked down the aisle through the pews, but when I reached the front of the sanctuary, everything was dry, thanks to the little section of roof that was still intact right above the altar. I took a deep breath and steeled myself for what was probably about to happen. I really didn't want to try to convince Helena to see our side of things, but I knew there was a pretty decent chance that she wouldn't agree with me. I was only here because I hoped that I was wrong, but I was prepared for whatever answer she gave me. Killer Kitten and I had never been close, but I thought it was still worth a shot. Of course, we had seemed like best friends for the camera when I still worked for the wardens, but that was only because having two beautiful women as besties was good for publicity. I didn't have anything against her personally, other than the fact that she was pretty vain, but I hoped that maybe there was more to her than just this superficial image that the wardens had created for her. Then again, I also knew that she liked to sleep with all the other superheroes on the Warden's team, and that included Optimo, so I didn't exactly have a whole lot of confidence in her good judgment. She was at least a good fighter, even if she did rely on her whip more than she should, when it was really only good for show. But she had super agility and reflexes, so she made a good superheroine. She could have made a better one with a little more focus on training and less focus on her supergram followers, but since we had fought as a team before, I felt like I at least owed her the chance to come join the winning side. And if she wasn't interested, then I knew what I had to do. When I heard the hum of a sports car engine a few minutes later, I headed toward the door of the church again. The floorboards creaked a little more this time when I walked over them, but they held together until I reached the door and waited just out of sight until I heard the car door slam. When I didn't hear any voices, I figured that Helena Petrovna must have come alone, since if there was one thing I knew about her, it was that she never missed an opportunity to hear herself talk. I opened the church door, winced as one of its hinges almost came completely off, and then stepped out onto the front step to greet her. Killer Kitten looked supremely bored as she leaned up against her sleek black sports car, but she gave me a little wave anyway. She was dressed in her usual black leather leotard that was way more about looks instead of function. She had her little black cat ears tucked into her long brown hair, and she twirled her whip in one hand like it was an extension of her arm. "Hi, Helena. Hello, Dynamo." The cat-seamed superheroine said as she strode across the gravel toward the abandoned church. "This place is disgusting." "Oh, I don't know," I said as I walked down the steps. "I kind of think it has some charm, or at least some character."
"I do not think you are the best judge of character,"
Killer Kitten said in her slight Russian accent.
"After all, are you still with the evil genius?"
"Yes, so what's your point?"
He wants to destroy us, Dynamo. He wants to destroy everything we stand for. How can you work with him? That's what I wanted to talk to you about, I said, and then stopped moving when I was still about 2 yards away from her. He doesn't want to destroy you. He just wants to destroy the Wardens.
That is the same thing. Do you know how many sponsors I have lost in the last few days? I used to represent world-class beauty lines, and now they only make a brand that wants me to represent them as some cheap knockoff shit that you can buy at the drugstore.
So? Did you get into the business to help people? Or did you really get into this just so you could be a spokesmodel for a makeup brand?
Why can't it be both?
I always wanted to be a model, but I can't help it that I was born with killer reflexes. So that was the easiest way for me to break into the business.
But you've defeated so many villains, and you've saved a lot of people. You're not like some of the other wardens who have a crazy high civilian body count. Your collateral damage is always really small.
Perhaps that is simply because my superpower does not naturally cause a lot of damage, the Russian superheroine said with a shrug.
You mean you don't care?
People will still buy whatever makeup I tell them to, no matter how many civilians I accidentally kill. So no, it does not really matter to me.
You know, I'd really hoped that I was wrong about you, Helena. I know you have this whole image of a self-centered, pretty party girl, but I guess I hoped that I was wrong. Like maybe that was just something that you did for the cameras.
Well, I was very wrong about you too, Killer Kitten said as she crossed her arms over her chest and let her whip dangle down toward the gravel.
Is that right?
I arched an eyebrow. When you joined the Wardens, I thought you would be the same as me.
Can you imagine the money we would make if we teamed up together? Can you imagine how popular we could be? I bet we could even have more followers than Optimo.
So that's what this is all about. Did you think I called you here to say how sorry I was and that I wanted to team up with you and redeem myself?
Well, yes. If that is not the reason that you called me, then why am I here?
I wanted to see how committed you were to the Wardens. I hoped that you could see how corrupt they are, but clearly you're just as bad as Optimo. I cannot help that you do not see a good opportunity when it falls into your lap, Helena replied with an angry flick of her whip to the side.
Optimo and I are like gods to these people, and you could have been the same way.
I don't care about being a god. I just want to help people.
Then perhaps I should just go ahead and arrest you. I know that Optimo would very much like to see you again, and then we could find a way to lure your boyfriend in and catch him too.
Don't try to bring him into this, I said as I clenched my fists.
You are a fool if you think you can beat me,
Killer Kitten said as she glanced at my fists. And your boyfriend must be a fool if he thinks that he can beat Optimo. Do not call him a fool, I said, and then I dug my back foot into the gravel to strengthen my stance.
Oh, you do not like it when I call the evil genius a fool?
The superheroine smirked.
Maybe you would like it better if Optimo was the one who said it. So maybe I will just bring you in now so you two can get to know each other some more.
It was one thing if Helena wanted to insult me, but I wasn't about to stand by and let her insult Miles. And since I could tell that she wasn't lying about the fact that she wanted to arrest me and bring me to Optimo, I knew that only meant one thing. I had to kill her. I didn't wait long enough to give her the chance to strike first. Instead, I sprang forward across the gravel and sailed toward her with my right fist raised. I was fast, but her reflexes were a little faster, so she was able to spin out of reach, and my knuckles only brushed against her long brown hair. The moment she spun away from me, Killer Kitten lashed out with her whip, but I had already dropped into a roll. As the whip cracked above my head, I rolled to the side and then kicked my legs out to try to knock the other woman's legs out from under her. Killer Kitten jumped up to avoid my kick, but I immediately swung my legs back the same direction so she would trip on them as soon as she landed. At the last second, she saw my move and forced her body into a backward somersault so that she landed right by her car. She hesitated for just a second outside her sports car, and I knew that she was trying to decide whether or not to call for backup, or at least whether or not she should actually try to fight me. I knew that I had always intimidated her, and that was part of the reason that she always wanted to team up together when I was a warden. She thought that if we shared the spotlight, then I wouldn't take it away from her completely. I wondered if this was the first fight she'd ever been in without a single camera in sight. But even though she might be worried about how she would do in a fight against me, I wasn't about to let her get away that easily. Instead, I jumped as high into the air as I could, and when I crashed back down, the gravel trembled beneath my feet all the way over to where Killer Kitten stood. Then I charged her. The Russian superheroine flipped backward to land on the opposite side of the car, but I had already guessed that was her plan. So when I reached her car, I just hopped up, slid across the windshield, and landed a solid kick to her abdomen before she had time to react. As Killer Kitten stumbled backward, she held one hand to her stomach and tried to snake her whip around me again. I held up one forearm and let the whip wrap around me, and then I just yanked on it to throw her off balance. Her grip was stronger than I had guessed, so I didn't pull it right out of her hands, and instead I just made her stagger forward to within striking distance. I instantly kneed her in the stomach in the same place that I had just kicked her. The gravel underneath my feet was a little more slippery than I would have liked, so I didn't quite have all the leverage I wanted, but I was able to get in a second knee to the stomach before Killer Kitten lashed out at me with her nails. Ugh, I had almost forgotten about her claws. She almost never activated them, since they tended to ruin her latest manicure, but if she chose to let them come out, then Helena had razor-sharp claws that extended from her fingertips, and apparently she felt threatened enough now to slash them at my face. I blocked her clawed fingers with my other forearm, but even as I felt them tear through the long gloves of my supersuit and then rip into my flesh, I jerked her forward by the whip again and made her stumble into me. Then, while she tried to slash at me again with her claws, I just jabbed my fist forward at her jaw. My fist made a little crack when it hit her chin, so I pulled back and rammed it forward again in under a second. So much blood streamed out of the gashes in my forearm that I wanted to take a few steps back to give the wounds a chance to heal. But since Helena's whip was still wrapped around my other arm, there was no way for me to get away from her unless I ripped it out of her hand. But she had such a tight grip on it that I thought she might claw my face off before I managed to yank it free. Instead, I decided to go a little old school. I pushed her forward, jerked her back toward me with a whip a second later, and then grabbed her long brown hair in a tight fist. As soon as I started to pull on her hair, the Russian superheroine shrieked. But that could have been from the fact that I was getting blood on her hair just as easily as it could be from just the pain. Even as Killer Kitten continued to claw at my forearm until it felt like she had just about ripped through all my muscles straight down to the bone, I yanked her head to the side and then rammed my forehead into her nose. I put so much force behind my headbutt that I immediately felt her nasal bones fracture, and I pulled back with the Russian superheroine's blood smeared all over my forehead. Helena shrieked, dropped her whip, and covered her nose with both hands. "You fucking bitch!" Killer Kitten shrieked, even though her words were a little muffled by her own hands. "Not my fucking face!" "Oh, so sorry to ruin your career as a model," I growled, but then I just grinned. The Russian superheroine had been so concerned with her broken nose that she forgot all about her whip. And now it was all mine. Just as Killer Kitten seemed to realize what she had done, I reached down, grabbed the handle of the whip, and then flipped backward over the car again so she would have to come and get me. Killer Kitten started forward, but she had to stop and wipe the blood from her crushed nose so that it wouldn't run all down her mouth and chin. While she tried to recover and come after me, I ducked inside the driver's side of the car, grabbed her phone and her keys, and then threw them both as far as I could. It was far enough that I didn't even hear where they landed. My forearms still throbbed where her claws had torn clean through my muscles, but the skin had already started to repair itself. So I unwound the whip from around my other arm. I didn't have any use for a whip, so I just tossed it in the car, locked the door, and then slammed it shut. By then, Killer Kitten had wiped enough blood from her face that she could see clearly. But even though I had expected her to come around the car to face me again, Helena decided to take a slightly different route. In one fluid movement, the cat-themed superheroine vaulted herself up onto the roof of the car, used it as a jumping-off point, and then landed squarely on my shoulders with her legs wrapped tightly around my neck. She squeezed my skull hard enough that my ears actually popped, and then she ripped my hair back to try to stab her razor-like claws into my eye sockets. No one had ever gouged out my eyes before, so even though I imagined that they would heal like the rest of my body, that wasn't exactly a chance that I wanted to take. I clenched my eyes shut to protect them, and as the other woman kept squeezing my skull between her thighs, I dropped my stance, spun around, and then threw my body into a forward bend. The force of my sudden jerk slammed Helena into the top of her own car, and she immediately slid off my shoulders down to the gravel. Even as Killer Kitten tried to claw underneath the car to get away from me, I reached down, grabbed her little cat ears, but the headband came right off, as if it was just some cheap trinket that a teenager could buy at the mall for Halloween. "Damn, Helena," I muttered as the other woman took advantage of my surprise and scooted under the car. I thought this would at least have some sort of radio frequency or sonar capability. This is just... it's just a costume. But by then, Killer Kitten had rolled out from underneath the car on the other side. She ran straight toward the church then, so I tossed aside the cheap cat ears and chased her toward the abandoned building. As soon as the other woman reached the front steps, she jumped up, grasped the unstable gutter, and then pulled herself up onto one of the intact sections of the roof. "Now what are you going to do, Dynamo?" the Russian superheroine taunted as she balanced on the edge of the roof and looked down at me. "Oh, you are all the way down there, and I am all the way up here." Clearly, Killer Kitten had no idea what I was capable of now that I had a supersuit designed by none other than Miles fucking Nelson. She seemed very proud of herself up there on the half-rotten roof, but I couldn't wait to burst her bubble. I did a quick backflip just so I could have a little more distance as a head start, and then I ran full speed toward the church. "What are you..." Killer Kitten started, but she didn't get a chance to finish her question. Instead, I launched my body up toward the low roof, and thanks to the extra propulsion that I had from my sleek supersuit, I jumped high enough to grab and then pull myself up onto the edge of the building right beside Killer Kitten. My forearm had healed over by then, so I instantly started to use the Russian superheroine as a punching bag. But after I chipped one of her teeth and bruised her collarbone, Helena recovered from her surprise enough to try to block me. Still, every time she blocked a punch, I got another two in with my other fist, and every time she managed to use her razor-sharp claws against me, I was able to protect my most vulnerable arteries. The rest of my skin started to heal almost as soon as she pulled back her claws, and I could tell that it had been a long time since Helena had actually trained with her claws, instead of just her acrobatics and her whip. The next time I elbowed her throat, Killer Kitten used the momentum of the blow to somersault backward along the edge of the roof toward the steeple. Somehow the steeple was still intact, despite all the other damage to the building. So when Helena reached it, she grabbed the pole and started to shimmy up it toward the cross at the top.
"I see the fight is going well,"
Eileen suddenly chimed in my ear. I just rolled my eyes and glanced at the van parked well behind the church. Even though it was almost completely dark, I could still see the van now from how high up I was. And I figured that it was probably a good thing that Eileen could see us and not just hear us now. I had a feeling that I was about to finish off Killer Kitten, but this roof was definitely unstable. So it wouldn't hurt to have someone keep their eyes on me until I was able to put my feet back on the ground where they belonged.
"Fuck you, Dynamo!" Killer Kitten shrieked from her perch on the steeple. "You're so self-righteous! You and your evil genius think you're so much better than everyone, don't you?"
"If you mean that we think we're better than the wardens, then yeah, we are," I said with a shrug. "And my evil genius is better than everyone. That's just a fucking fact." Killer Kitten swung around on the steeple like it was a pole at a strip club, and then she hurled herself through the air toward me with her claws all extended. There was no way to duck or flip backward if I didn't want to lose my balance on this small section of roof, so I did the only other thing that I could. I let her fucking hit me. Just before she tackled me, I bent my head forward to protect my eyes, and then I dropped my stance for a little extra stability. When the Russian superheroine slammed into me, I felt my feet rock back, but I kept my balance and then instantly wrapped my arms around the other woman so she couldn't squirm her way free and try to claw me again. Even as Helena tried to claw at my back only to find that that part of my supersuit was impenetrable, I knew there was only one thing for me to do now. I tightened my grip on her, spun on one foot toward the missing section of the roof beside us, and then pushed off the shingles to jump down into the open sanctuary. While we both plunged toward the ground, I released my grip on the Russian superheroine.
Since I wasn't there to help her land, Helena fell spine first into the rotten floorboards at the same time that I landed on my feet, almost right next to her. To my surprise, Killer Kitten rolled onto her stomach and tried to crawl toward me on all fours. She must not have injured her spine that badly, since before I could even stand up all the way, she slashed at my thighs to try to tear through the flesh all the way down to my femoral artery. I picked her up by her long brown hair. I let her keep tearing strips of my flesh down to the bone because I knew that I was about to finish her off, and then I would heal soon enough. When I felt her carve out a long piece of skin just above my collarbone, I bent down and grabbed one of her legs, so that I now had a two-handed grip on the Russian superheroine. Then I simply pushed her up into the air overhead, spun around like I was an Olympic discus thrower, and then flung her toward the altar at the front of the church. She twisted midair and landed like a cat on all fours just in front of the altar, but she immediately jumped up and raced back across the rotten floorboards toward me. Killer Kitten was fast enough to keep from falling through the floor, but when she hurled herself toward me again, I just threw my elbow up at the last second. It collided with her throat at the same time that her nails dug themselves into my cheeks, and even as the Russian superheroine gasped for air, she tried to claw at my own throat to slice open my jugular vein. This time I picked her up like a rag doll and slammed my open palm into her nose again and again. When it sounded like her nasal bones had fractured so much that they started to slide up into her brain, I dropped her, grabbed her by the back of her hair, and rammed her skull into the back of the closest pew. The Russian superheroine tried to knock my feet out from under me, so she could then use her acrobatics to flip me forward onto my back, but even on her best day, Killer Kitten didn't have that kind of strength against me. And today was definitely not her best day. When I picked her up again and tried to set her on her feet, the other woman just sank down to her knees. So I knew she was done. The best thing I could do for her now was to finish her off quickly. And since she was kneeling in front of me, I was already at a good angle. I gripped her skull between my hands, squeezed tight, and then jerked her head around so fast that I broke her neck in one swift movement. At first, I just held Killer Kitten's limp head in my hands, but I finally released it and let her body slump to the ground. Our fight hadn't been harder than I thought, but it had been a little harder to actually kill her than I imagined. I had wanted to give her a chance, but she had more than shown what she was really like, just like she had more than shown whose side she was on. There really had been no other choice. Still, Helena Petrovna might not have been a good person, but I didn't want to just leave her body between two half-rotten pews. I couldn't exactly drop her off at the hospital or even the morgue, so instead, I bent down, picked her up in my arms, and carefully carried her toward the front of the church. The altar was one of the few spots in the building that was protected from the elements, so I took her there and laid her body down on top of it. Her feet hung off the end of the long table just a few inches, but I figured that was the best I could do for her. I took a swatch of her clothing that had some of her blood on it as a DNA sample for Miles, though I had no idea if it would be sufficient for whatever Eileen does with it. When I folded her hands across her chest, I closed her eyes for her and then turned to leave. I would have Eileen put in an anonymous call once we were far enough away from the area, so the police could come and find the body. There was no reason to just leave her here, since it could take forever before someone accidentally stumbled across her corpse. And even though Helena might have been a self-centered, self-serving, self-absorbed superheroine, she still deserved a decent burial. When I opened the door to the church, the top hinge came completely free, so the door sagged open and just stayed that way. I glanced at Killer Kitten's car as I passed it, but the cops would find that whenever they found her body. So I just shrugged and hurried around the back of the church to meet up with Eileen. "It's done," I told the android as I came in sight of the van.
"I'll come get you,"
Eileen replied, just before the headlights flipped on and started toward me. As the van rolled forward across the uneven ground, I took a deep breath. It had been the right thing to do, and I didn't regret it. At the end of the day, anyone who stood in our way had to be eliminated, because otherwise, we would never reach our ultimate goal. If we wanted to make the world a better, safer place, we had to be willing to do whatever it took. That was the point of all this, anyway. We wanted the world to be a place where superheroes actually helped people, where villains actually got the justice that they deserved, and where no one ever had to be afraid. Sometimes I wondered what would have happened to me if I had stayed with the Wardens instead of leaving with Miles. Maybe eventually I would have become as corrupted as Killer Kitten, or even Optimo, and maybe I would have even reached a point where I didn't care whether or not I saved anyone. Or maybe I would have stuck by my principles and then been set up to take a fall by the corrupt men who ran the Warden's Corp. Either way, I was glad that I would never find out. And I was glad that I had listened to my gut when Miles asked me to join his cause. Because if there was any person who could actually turn the dream of a better, safer world into a reality, it was definitely Miles. After all, my billionaire boyfriend had the mind of an evil genius.